Thanks for tuning in and listening to Riley on Film. I am Damian Riley, your ghost host. While you're here, I hope you got your horror's worth. Find out more and subscribe, only not in that order, at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, enjoy the show. Miracle on 34th Street from 1946. My favorite Christmas movie. Belief is more than a bumper sticker. In A Miracle on 34th Street, we meet a child who is guided into believing in Santa Claus. The question is the guide really the jolly elf himself? This film has heart and soul and is useful for things like peace and success that extend far beyond Christmas. I watch it every year and, of course, I recommend it. The heart of the film is Santa Claus. I know what you're thinking, why an imaginary figure if the message is real and tangible? Apart from the sensible explanation of it being Christmas time, the metaphor of believing in Santa can warm our hearts in and out of season. So the larger question arises as to why it's saying belief is good. Belief is useful in our lives. It opens our minds to other points of view and finally allows us to create the world in which we live behind two eyes. In this film, the little girl, played by Natalie Wood, she's so cute, she asks Santa for a house. You'll have to watch to see what comes later. It is safe to say the writer wanted to show the benefit of belief. I think it's nice to use your imagination. If you have a dreaded event coming up, you can transform it through your imagination. For example, if you can identify as fearful or anxious effects enter your body, you can transform it into peace quite easily. More about this is in Tara Brach's transformative book called Radical Compassion. But I'll save that for another time. We need to love ourselves in a very hateful world. That love automatically transfers in a pleasing way to all those around us. It permeates us. It makes them feel love. The more negative energy you have in your head, the worse the vibrations you transfer. You're probably saying to yourself, why tell this stuff through a kid's Christmas movie? I'll tell you why. Let's continue and end. Our mind goes before us in every situation. What we think about paints and makes our 3D, so to speak, inner desires. The feeling of want is one of the worst vibrations for a human. It's empty stomachs, cold prickly feelings, a hornet's nest of oogly feelings that often sting one. On the other hand, if you can fake it till you make it and get those vibrations going higher, your thoughts will manifest in the here and now. In conclusion, the heart and soul of this movie is more than it just being a kid movie about believing in Santa. Rather, we have a blueprint of how to believe the good in life. That's why I love this film. It is filled with Christmas heart and soul. I saw it on Disney Plus. What do you think? Sound off in the comments. Thank you for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. You can find out more and subscribe always for free at RileyOnFilm.com. Now, have a great day.